the party of tourists now stretched out behind Fabian in a long caravan across the sand. "I suppose we had better wait here for some of the stragglers to catch up," he said. Elsa took off her jacket and folded it over her arm. She shook out her hair, then sat down on the dune. "I must say, Fabian, I'm ravenously hungry. We'll eat as soon as we reach the gardens. I hope these gardens are all they're cracked up to be. I've been to Kew, and I don't see how they could compare. Oh, Mummy, they're lovely. I saw some photographs on Fabian's phone." Jim Clear caught up with them and sat down next to his wife. "It really is very hot. Do you know the exact temperature?" Fabian sighed. "I imagine it's around the mid-20s, maybe more. A bit warm for some of these oldies, don't you think? Most people are properly dressed for the weather and have hats," said Fabian pointedly. Jim smoothed his thinning hair. "What is the tour company's policy on days like this? Surely we shouldn't be undertaking much in the way of physical activity. The company leaves it up to the individual tour guides to decide what's for the best. It really is less than a mile now. And you voted to walk to the gardens." Jim cleared his throat. "It wasn't a vote, exactly. The tour party gathered around Fabian. I suggest that we rest for 5 minutes, then continue on," he said. "It is terribly hot," said Mrs. Brownlee. "Mr. Brownlee,